Hello and welcome to Faces of CI. I'm Malia and we're back in Chengdu, Thailand with Towards 51 CI conference. Today we're joined by Santiago and Christina. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves and the countries that you are from?
Spanish. I'm Santiago. I'm Spanish. I live in the last 7 years in South America.
My name is Christina and I originally am from Germany, but I've lived abroad for the last probably 10 years in different places. Now Thailand.
Tell me a little bit about when you first discovered contact. Any thoughts? What piqued your interest in it, and perhaps like the context of where you found out about it?
So discovering contact happened in Berlin for me about 9 years ago, and it was by coincidence through my housemate at the time, and I wasn't doing so well in my life. I was like having my little crisis, mind crisis, purpose crisis, and when I discovered contact though, it really brought something new to my life that reconnected me to myself, to joy, to playfulness, to so many sides of myself that felt like the best therapy I could ever have started, and brought me out of a bit of a mild depressive phase, and also this lack of meaning, purpose, and brought joy back. So contact really had a transformational impact at the time. Mm. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Para mí, el contact improvisation llegó en 2016.
So for me, contact improvisation found me in 2016.
Como algo muy casual y disruptivo en mi vida.
Like very casually and also disruptively.
Yeah. En ese tiempo estaba practicando escalada y nos juntamos con unos amigos a tomar una cerveza y hacer un asado, una barbacoa.
At the time I was doing a lot of climbing, and with my friends we were going for a beer afterwards, and we came together.
Y en ese casa donde estábamos compartiendo había la compañera de casa de mi profesor de escalada.
And in this house where we all met, there was the girlfriend?
No, la partner? Compañera, partner. Roommate.
Roommate, housemate, partner of his teacher of climbing.
Yeah. Y empezamos a conversar de nuestras aficiones, nuestras cosas que hacíamos fuera del trabajo, y empezó a mostrarme unos vídeos de Steve Paxton haciendo cosas como muy locas, saltando, chocando, impactando, cayendo al suelo.
And we were starting to talk about the stuff that we do outside of work, the stuff we enjoy, hobbies, that sort of stuff, and they started showing me videos of Steve Paxton doing all this crazy stuff like jumping, falling,
y fue como quedar así como alucinado, ¿no? Como decía, wow, así como qué increíble que esto pueda ocurrir entre dos cuerpos que chocan o explotan en el aire así.
And I thought I was hallucinating. It was crazy what I could observe, like all these bodies colliding in mid-air and collapsing and
Y hicimos un intercambio de esta persona que se llamaba Javiera. Ella me invitó a una clase suya. Y yo la invité a una clase a ella de otra práctica que hacía en ese momento, que es biodanza.
And then her and I, her name is Javiera, she invited me for an exchange, or we agreed on an exchange, and she invited me to a contact class, and I invited her to a biodanza class in exchange.
Yeah. Javiera vino a mi clase primero, y nunca más volvió a hacer biodanza.
And Javiera came first to my class of biodanza and never returned.
Y yo fui a una clase de ella, de contact, y nunca más pude dejar de ir a contact.
And I went to one of her classes, and since then I've never stopped contact.
Then would you like to share a little bit more about your journey? So your journey as a dancer, your journey into becoming a teacher, a bit more background, like how did it develop from there?
So after I discovered contact, I did, I think, a month really intensely going to every jam possible. And I was lucky that Berlin had probably a jam every night of the week. And I really fell in love with it, was hooked. But I also had committed to going to an Aikido dojo, a place to practice the martial art of Aikido for about a year. And there was no contact around. So I actually stopped again after about 3 months of practicing contact, and I didn't find my way back to it until 3 or 2.5 years later. I had moved to London and I had tried it out once going to one of their jams, but didn't quite connect. And then it was part of a somatic embodiment coaching training I was taking, and we had to find a practice that we would commit to doing 3 hours a week of. And I don't know why, because I hadn't practiced contact in 2.5 years. I just chose contact improvisation because I thought it would serve all the different aims I had for myself, the qualities I wanted to develop at the time, even though I hadn't been practicing it. And then I went back to that jam in London, and since that time I was completely immersed in doing contact, and it just kept going to different festivals across Europe, joining a festival here in Thailand in 2018. That brought me back every year and let me to then very organically being stranded in Koh Phangan, a tiny island in Thailand, join a particular community that was really growing and unfolding. And within that, I was slowly being asked to facilitate classes to share about my Aikido background, to introduce some of that. And this is how I entered into actually teaching a bit of it, but it wasn't really that I ever saw myself going into deepening the practice to that extent or pursuing that I wanted to teach. It was more on request. And then every year there was another event and I would enter to facilitate something again and be asked to join again. And yeah, that's how it came to today.
Para mí, mi background en danza en realidad no existe.
For me, in reality, I didn't have a background in dancing.
Como que empezó con una exploración muy bonita en relación a mi cuerpo.
I started with a really beautiful exploration with regards to my body.
Y según iba practicando, me di cuenta que durante muchos años no me había permitido poder relacionarme con la danza, con el cuerpo y con el movimiento de una forma tan increíble como lo estaba haciendo en esos momentos, ¿no? Que estaba practicando.
Contact. So I had a relationship to my own body, but until I started contact, I didn't really relate in that particular way to my own body.
Y empecé a practicar regularmente en un grupo, una vez a la semana. Después extendí a otros profesores 2 veces a la semana, intentando ir a todos los eventos de contacto de danza que había en ese momento en Chile.
And I was practicing then on a weekly basis, one class a week, and started to try to seek out more opportunities to dance outside of the context of this particular class and teacher, wherever there would be an event.
Sí. Siempre me he sentido muy cómodo desde el lado del aprendiz.
And I always felt really comfortable in the role of learning.
Y en los últimos prácticamente los últimos 2 años, donde decidí que voy a dejar mi trabajo, voy a dejar Chile y voy a cambiar mi forma de vida, es donde empiezo a interesarme un poco más por algo que pueda compartir con otros.
And then practically only since in the last 2 years, since I left my job, since I decided to leave Chile, did I start to be interested as well in sharing that which I have learned.
Sí. Los últimos 2 años he estado viajando en distintos países, como de eventos a eventos, en Argentina, en Chile, en México, Portugal, España, Tailandia, Italia, en donde siento que hay una experiencia que no viene desde lo didáctico, viene más desde lo corporal, en donde siento que sí que hay algo que enseñar.
And I was traveling over these last 2 years in many different countries and places, starting in Chile, but then also in Mexico, in
Argentina,
Argentina,
Spain,
Spain, Italy,
Portugal,
Portugal, and Thailand.
Thailand.
And I discovered that there's a less didactic approach, a more somatic approach to the practice.
Y de alguna forma poder compartir algo que viene desde una experiencia corporal, no desde un aprendizaje muy práctico o de libro.
And there I discovered that I can also share something that comes really more from my experience of the body, of the somatic experience, and not from an idea of knowledge about the practice or knowledge that comes in a book.
And I want to ask also personally about your individual backgrounds of how they might influence. So you, Santiago is an architect before, and I know you have an extensive background in Aikido, and you're now doing like embodiment coaching. So just kind of sharing about your own personal journey of how that's related to CI. Has there been a bleed over? So maybe we can share first, Santiago, your architect background. How has that influenced contact? What is this maybe something from your mind that has melded into contact bleeds over?
Bueno, en realidad la arquitectura y la danza en general tienen muchas similitudes, muchas cosas parecidas.
In fact, architecture and dance have a lot of things in common.
¿Ya? De alguna forma en la arquitectura estamos diseñando, dibujando, creando, construyendo espacios.
In architecture, we're designing, we're drawing, we're creating spaces.
Ya, espacios que después vamos a habitar, vamos a dar vida con nuestra presencia, con nuestro cuerpo.
And we're creating these spaces that then we're going to inhabit and live in with our bodies, that we're
Ya.
going to give life to with our bodies.
Y en la danza, de alguna forma, el espacio también se está llenando con nuestra presencia y con nuestro cuerpo,
And in
pero
some way in the dance as well, the space is filled with our presence and our body.
De forma diferente, pero en el fondo es algo muy parecido.
So on some level it is happening in a different way, but also in the essence of it, and fundamentally there's something very similar.
Sí. Y después, si lo trasladamos a la parte más física, en arquitectura hablamos de estructuras, de tensegridad, de dinamismo en las articulaciones.
And also if we bring it to a physics level, we're talking in architecture, we're talking about structures, we're talking about dynamic,
Tensegridad,
tensegrity.
articulations, sí. Y todas esas formas, figuras geométricas y estructuras te permiten hacer composiciones arquitectónicas.
And all these different shapes and forms and geometric shapes allow you to create structures in the end,
Estructuras, formas, creaciones arquitectónicas.
Structures,
Sí.
forms, architecture.
Love it. Thank you. Yeah, and you, Christina, your background, influencing
The
contact.
Aikido, I mean, the second gym I ever went to, I was asked how many years I'd been practicing contact, just because I'd been doing Aikido, and it's so inherent in the form because of Steve and Nancy and a lot of people who influenced contact having practiced Aikido as well. Some of the movements, some of the principles are very overlapping. I think that the Aikido has informed the practice of contact in its origin. And for me, it's been first very separate because I kind of stopped Aikido on some level and then discovered contact. But it was also that I stopped a particular form of Aikido that I discovered where my teacher would play with a lot of different concepts, visualizations, expanding our perspectives, and like very creatively. And certain experiences I had there, I couldn't find in any normal Aikido dojo, but I found them in the CI space. I found moments of, wow, we're merging into one being, one creature, one magical ball of energy, or whatever you might call it, moments that I'd only experienced in that particular Aikido practice where I lived in a dojo, but couldn't find that. So I organically transitioned to somewhere else that still had these core pieces that hooked me initially.
And where was it that you studied? You said you lived at a dojo for a year.
Yeah, I lived in a dojo in Switzerland that's run by an American who studied Aikido in Japan for 7 years and then came back and created this space where he mixes a lot of different practices as well, mainly Aikido, but also non-dualist and other kind of traditions of meditation and yoga and contemplation. So and even then playing creatively with whatever he can find, basically. So he might have attended a couple of CI classes and then brought some of that back as well into the Aikido dojo. So it was already infused with more than just Aikido. And then in the last few years, because people showed it curiosity, I brought it back, even though I haven't practiced the physical form of Aikido in probably now almost 7 years. I brought back the principles that have been part of my life and shared them with others, whether it's just rolling, falling, and the basics of that, or actual deep principles that underlie both spirals, yielding, blending, various ones. And embodiment equally. I mean, if you read any of what Nancy shared, even in her book, it's all about perceiving anything we do as a microcosm of our larger life. So embodiment is just how we are, and we are that on a mat or on a dance floor. And then we can look at how we dance and maybe draw conclusions about how we do life, how we do the rest of life. And this is very much the coaching work and my studies that I've had in embodiment coaching and facilitation. And then organically that infuses anything I share and do, because I cannot help it but see any movement practice always with that side angle of what can you learn about yourself and about my own way of relating and so on and so forth. And contact has that for me.
Yeah, it's interesting, this like level of psychology that comes out when you kind of step back and witness what's going on, but also for yourself inwardly. I found this to be really interesting.
Absolutely.
Like, whoa, the dynamics happening.
Yeah. Just joining the first jam and going like, oh my God, I hate being seen. And then working with getting comfortable, you know, being observed or things like that.
Yeah. What do you, I have tips if people have this, because this is such a common thing at jams, especially for beginners, but even still now, like when people are like, I'm afraid to be seen or I'm afraid to go out there, what is an embodiment contact tool you would say to give people?
First of all, shift that perspective around to making that exactly your practice.
Yeah.
I am here to actually practice being seen in a container of maybe there are 15 or 50 people. It's not my entire life. It's a little more contained, and I can practice something here that I find difficult in my entire life. But it feels a bit smaller and therefore doable, so it's expanding and pushing against your comfort zone a little bit and making that the focus of your practice. Not just like, oh, I have to do amazing movements or something and that's a side thing. No, the main purpose of me entering the jam is for me to practice being visible. That's one shift in perspective.
Embodying being seen.
And then also, yeah, there are more details and things that you could try for confidence, but I'd say just making that your practice.
Yeah.
When you feel that nervousness in your body, then to be like, okay, and now I'm going to gently roll into the center of the space anyway, and then I can leave the space again.
Yeah.
And seeing it as a laboratory,
you
can test things out. It's relatively safe there.
Yeah. I like just like standing and then shaking and getting really silly and be like, wow, I'm taking myself very seriously right now. What is the problem with this? And getting more weird, and that somehow gets me out of it. So
shaking. Yeah. And it's a practice, and practice means it's not going to work the first time you try.
Yeah.
Hoy día estábamos tomando té con Angélica y decía, como es muy simple, cuando estás en el espacio y sientes que algo está llenándote que no deseas, solo tienes que sentir la tierra y dejarlo ir hacia la tierra, ya sea con un check-in o ya sea simplemente intencionando que tu energía, ese pensamiento, eso que te está llenando que no deseas, va hacia afuera de ti y volver a vaciarte.
So today I was sitting and drinking tea with Angelica, one of the more seasoned CI teachers from Russia here. And she was saying, like, whenever there's a moment that you feel something inside of you that fills you, that you don't want to have within you, that you don't want to have in the space or in yourself, you can simply connect to the earth, to the ground, and imagine that you can let it flow into the earth, into the ground. And you can use shaking, you can use just the imagination, you can use whatever you want with that image of releasing it into the earth, into the ground, to let go of it.
Para volver a vaciarte.
To return to emptying yourself.
Yeah, there's so many beautiful things that are now bleeding into contact that are from like meditation and energy practices that are becoming so much more interesting to me to start studying this on the side and then seeing how that's been affecting the practice. I know we had Miki Yasukichi's class the other day, Japanese teacher, and we had to, you know, we had a 2 minute time to just come all the way down to the floor and then all the way back up to standing. And like, I wasn't counting in my head, but like she set different timers and my body knows how to do it in an exact amount of time. And I think it has to do with my meditation practice of like understanding time. So there's this bleed over in certain things that are, anyway.
And that seems to be the discourse ongoingly. What is contact? Yeah. What is not contact? Where is the line?
Yeah.
Because it involves so much contemplation anymore.
I think with that, if you guys feel to share, maybe what is your current interest within contact, like something that you're studying or that's piqued your interest lately, maybe something that has evolved from the conference or from just your own personal life lately, your interest, and then also a bit about like teaching together. So if you guys don't know, Christina and Santiago are a couple. I know them from from last year towards 50. And Santiago's English has gotten a lot better. You've been practicing. I walked in on you before. You were practicing with Duolingo in the kitchen when I saw you 6 months ago. But we're experimenting this episode with having him speak in his native language of Spanish because I think it's beautiful to have this option in translation. But from there. So you're go ahead.
Sí, es interesante. Para mí igual tiene relación también con el tiempo.
For me, it also is very connected with time.
Yeah, no solo en este caso como para hablar o entender un idioma.
Not just with regards to understanding or speaking a language.
Sino también en la danza, ¿no? Como tener el tiempo suficiente como para llegar, conectar con el espacio, conectar contigo mismo.
But also in the dance, to really have the space and the time to arrive, to take the time to connect to yourself, to your own body.
Para mí, mi interés en este último tiempo está relacionado en esa línea, en buscar cómo predisponer al cuerpo para un movimiento o una danza o una práctica.
For me, in line with that, my recent interest has really been about how can I prepare or predisposition the body
para la danza, para el movimiento.
For the dance or for a particular movement, arrive at that.
Siento y lo observo en mí que hay algo que nace o aparece diferente cuando de verdad estoy ofreciendo a mi inteligencia corporal ese tiempo para prepararse hacia el movimiento, hacia la danza.
I can observe and really feel it in myself when I give myself that space and time. Something else can be born or appears that can then enter into the dance.
Algo que no tiene que ver o no está relacionado directamente conmigo. Es como una inteligencia corporal que ya existe de toda mi vida o de todas mis experiencias, que te permite conectar con algo un poco más grande para moverte de una determinada forma.
And it's not really something of me personally in that moment, but it's some higher intelligence of the body that really arrives, something that brings all the experiences I've ever had in my own body throughout my entire life into that moment. And
sí, para llevarlo, para poder conectar con algo más grande, que no soy solamente yo.
To connect with something much bigger that isn't only me.
Y encontrar un movimiento auténtico, no necesariamente buscando la forma en lo estético.
And not, it really helps me connect to an authentic movement, not something where I'm just seeking a beautiful or aesthetic movement. Mm.
Mm. This is my interest. This
That's
is
my interest.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I guess for me it's always to do with that embodied element of like how can my life enter the dance and how can I translate what I experience in the dance out into my life and take it with me and use the dance as a field of exploration to discover, to understand myself better and maybe also experiment with different ways of being and giving myself permission to try out what happens if I do things not in the Christina way.
Mm.
And surviving that on the dance floor means maybe if I try that out in my life, it will also work. Just it creates expansion and possibilities and to open that space also now recently for people here where there's more of a bridging happening between the that which moves us internally and that can be brought either outside from my internal experience of my emotional states and the stories I have in me and in my head and that, you know, I bring from my entire day and how can I bring that to the dance and maybe help myself process it there or live it there in a certain way and then learn from it as well and thereby reintegrate it in a different way back into my life.
Mm.
So we did a little bit of that in our first longer collaboration now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you want to share about that? You guys taught a 3-day intensive together here at Towards, so we've had a bit of a rest, but I want to know about it. I was in one of the classes.
Yeah.
I came one day. It was powerful. So.
sí, es interesante cómo llegar a algo en común, también con intereses diferentes.
So it's really interesting how to find that common denominator, arrive at a something in common when having different interests.
Yeah. Y quizá no es como creo que hemos trabajado bien, pero quizá tenemos personalidades diferentes a la hora de organizar o gestionar el espacio.
And I think we did really well, but I also believe that we have very different personalities when it comes to organizing or creating the space.
Yeah. Y eso era un poco un reto que creo que con el paso de los días ha ido mejorando. Con el según hemos avanzado en los días, el segundo día fue mejor que el primero y el tercer día lo manejamos mejor que el segundo.
And I think we also managed to become better and better every day at aligning.
Sí.
And it worked better the second day and then even better the third day.
Sí, pero claro, como para nosotros, o lo que yo he visto es que de alguna forma es ver nuestros intereses en comunes y cómo poder integrarlos de manera aleatoria, tal vez, para crear algo con un sentido, un significado común.
So it's about discovering really what are our common interests and then finding a way to
como
make them match or integrate.
Sí. O alternar uno, otro, uno, otro, uno.
Or alternate between them so that we can include all of them in a way that feels still
como crear algo
matching.
Con sentido.
With, yeah, to create something that makes sense.
Yeah, the dance, no, you're describing perfectly the dance of co-teaching.
Yeah.
Like, this is collaborating. Yeah.
It's a little bit like I brought the German structured timekeeping.
Yeah.
I need the timings of everything.
I know. I'm more similar to you in how I make classes.
It was the best of all worlds. It was like the Spanish heart, the German logic.
Yeah, where's the timekeeper? Yeah, we have this in where I'm living in Uluwatu in Bali. We have a comedy improv group, and it's only on time if the two Germans that are part of the group show up, and we're like, where's our timekeeper? Otherwise it falls apart. So I feel that, but I'm always so like grateful when they're there, because otherwise it gets crazy. But a lot of heart. A lot of heart, thank you.
However cliche it sounds, it was true. There were moments when I was like, well, we took like 20 minutes longer than we planned for this part. What do we do now?
Yeah, no. You
and
he was
like,
ah,
it's fine.
It's part of the improvising of teaching. Never, like, I give myself like 25-30% leeway. But even then in my mind, I'm like, I'm a person who says 25-30% leeway. So anyway. But yeah, and for you, like, what is the collaboration or like the interest in teaching together, what you've been sharing these days in the workshop?
I mean, it was, for me, it was, I think I'll start with the challenge, because I'm such an improviser in how I prepare.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes not, almost impossible when working with another person.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that in itself is a challenge, to not go, oh, I'm just going to wing it in my way. I have all these tools and I'll see what I want to use of that entire toolkit. Now aligning it in advance for me was an interesting one, but also very good practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, the other thing, the personalities, to work with different personalities. But then the beauty of it was that it allows me to break out of the things I usually might share.
Mm-hmm.
It allows me to question the practices, the exercises I might have chosen in the past, or I had my standard sort of format and things I would, you know, offer little exercises or journeys, or and then we actually arrived at finding new ones or creating and brainstorming completely new ones and really drawing on a much wider range of practices that we have in our backgrounds respectively, and come up with what we could kind of stir up in terms of a soup that still would flow really well. And this opens up possibilities, even though it might be a bit more of a forging process and has a bit of the fire in it. It brings novelty, I would say, and really the appreciation as well of that flavor, and maybe points where I'm like, I have my strong points as a facilitator, but then maybe in certain areas I'm lacking. And it felt very complimentary in that, because I can sometimes be more upbeat and more like airy and da 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 da. And I think Santiago really brought a certain deepening and depth and kind of more spaciousness and calm and like longer times to feel that bring another layer that I appreciated.
Sí. Sí, además este. Como algo que sí teníamos claro, o algo que sí que habíamos hablado, era que queríamos trabajar en cada uno de los días, queríamos trabajar un poco con algo más personal, ¿no? Como cómo llevar al espacio tu historia o parte de tu vida o parte de tus emociones, de alguna forma mover lo que está dentro de ti y llevarlo al espacio.
One thing we did agree on, or that was very clear for us, was that every day we wanted to bring one part, or spend half the class at least, with something that would allow people to bring their stories. So would bring something from their lives to the space and allow us to work on that or move with that in the space, in the dance, to dance that.
Que en el contact, o por lo menos el contact que yo aprendí, siempre me hablaron como que está disociado o fuera de las emociones.
So in the contact, or at least the contact I've learned, they always said that it's sort of about leaving your emotions outside.
Pero,
or it was left outside.
Sí, es como entrar al espacio y volver a esa idea de vacío. Pero es súper interesante también ver cómo aparecen o cómo los cuerpos se mueven cuando hay algo que los está influenciando o los está de alguna forma induciendo, llevando a esa dirección.
So I was more used to this idea of entering the space with that idea of emptying myself and dancing empty, but it was very interesting now to see how actually bringing a story, bringing something to the space can really inform or fill the dance and create something completely different in the movement.
No solo en el movimiento de la persona que está bailando, sino también en la persona que está observando cómo identificas, cómo te relacionas y cómo vibras con eso que estás observando.
And not only in the person dancing, but also the people observing. We work with observers, and how the person observing the dance that is filled with the emotion or filled with the story is vibrating, resonating, and how it impacts them as well.
Sí, es como el tocar en las dos direcciones.
Touching in both directions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the psycho magic? I went. Yeah, this was the psycho magic of we would tell a personal story from our lives, and then two other people would dance it out, and it was quite interesting. In the example of we all chose very personal stories in our group, and it was interesting to see them acted out, and it was almost like viewing it on a movie screen of like this is a movie scene from part of the entire story of my life, you know, and this way, but having it acted out in front of you kind of took it out of your head and into movement and into someone else's interpretation of it, and it was quite beautiful, like very, very connected. So thank you for that exercise, guys.
And it's so beautiful as well to see the faces. Mm-hmm. To hear the sharings at the end of these classes, and to see that giving room and space for bringing story, bringing emotion, really allowed more parts of every person to be in the space as well.
We'll be back soon with our latest guest. For now, I wanted to share a dance game oracle deck, that's right, that I've created and invented called Fortune Score. So what is Fortune Score? It's a deck created for you to dig deeper into the practice of contact improv. And as a self-professed tarot and contact enthusiast, I blended the two to be used as an educational tool for facilitators and contact improv fans. This game has been played many times in Bali at jams, so much so that one of my students asked me to make it into a deck, and I have, and it's received a lot of positive reception. So it's effective to be played at a round robin, a festival, or a contact jam, or you can also pull cards as you would for an everyday oracle deck and take the theme with you as you would move through the world. This is a deck of scores. As you may or may not know, in improvised dance, we often use a dance score, which is the suggestion for you to keep in mind for yourself in the dance. Each card offers you a fortune, like you'd pull from a fortune cookie. And these are prompts I've gathered from a variety of places: mindfulness, 80 sci-fi books, teachers and trainings I've had, and a lot of them I've honestly just made up. So, a fun story behind the deck. For some history and context, Paxton held some of the first performances in contact improvisation in New York City, where they danced for 5 hours a day for a week at John Weber Gallery, and audiences were streaming in and out, seeing this performance of what would become contact improvisation. And in preparation, Steve went to Chinatown and had fortune cookies made with an invitation inside. Dancers went around handing the cookies to people on the streets of New York. And the fortune said, come to John Weber Gallery for contact improvisations. So this is my ode to that sense of humor, a tongue-in-cheek homage to the origins of CI, and it's my invitation for you to come and join the mystery of the dance. A limited run of decks have been printed. You can grab your deck of fortune score online. There's a link in the show notes to our Instagram at facesofci, and you'll find out where to buy them there. Grab yours today, and we're going to come back to our episode with our latest guest right about now. We're going to take a short break just to talk about some exciting new projects coming out. So we have Contact Body. This is a online contact improvisation course I've been working on for many months. It's based off of the beginner's workshop I've been teaching in Ubud. It's split into two segments. So Solo Body is all about solo improvisation. There's Bartini with fundamentals and floor work and somatic practices, and it's really about tuning inwards to your own body. And then Two Bodies is about learning contact improvisation partner work. So these are two courses that are completely self-paced and available to purchase online for you to learn from home, the beginning foundations about contact improv. So if that's something that's curious to you, the full details are on contactbody.ca, because I'm Canadian. And you can learn all about that, and there's a promo video. And also please check us out at Faces of CI on Instagram for lots of inspiration and more about our interviewees.
Would you guys like to share maybe even some more like different cultural perspectives, because you guys have been in many different communities and something of this sort? We're now in Thailand, we're all not from here, and we've been to many different places, so I'm just kind of curious sharing. You were in Chile for...
Yo conocí el contacto improvisación en Chile.
I really started contact improvisation in Chile.
Ya, no sabía que existía en España cuando yo vivía en España hace 10 años.
I didn't even know it existed while I was living in Spain.
Ya. Entonces las comunidades de contact que yo he conocido, primero ha sido la de Chile, después la de Argentina y después la de Brasil.
So for me, the experiences I've had in contact were really shaped by those in Chile, and then after that, Argentina and Brazil.
Sí, y claro, hay diferencia, sobre todo en la corporalidad.
And there's definitely there are differences, especially in the physicality.
Corporality? No, it's half mine. Okay. Por ejemplo, en Chile y en Argentina hay como un trabajo muy somático, muy de escucha, muy de percepción sensible, pero en la línea que yo aprendí es como moverse desde la sensación.
So in Chile and in Argentina specifically, it's a much more somatic approach. It's more to do with sensing and quite slow movement, really listening, and the movement comes from the sensing.
No emotion.
Not from emotion.
No interpretar las sensaciones.
Not interpreting the sensations.
Yeah. Entonces, claro, hay como se generan igual diferentes dinámicas en una jam, pero nunca para mí el aprendizaje del contact fue como algo didáctico, en donde este ejercicio se hace así, tienes que levantar la pierna, tienes que mover el brazo. No, fue como todos los cuerpos funcionamos diferentes y esto es lo que intentamos llegar, pero no necesariamente esta es la forma que buscamos.
So the way I learned contact was really about feeling the movement. It was never a a teaching method where you would be taught the technique of this is how you lift your foot and this is how you create this and that movement. It was really looking at every body is different and we all arrive at the dance in slightly different ways, and it comes from that somatic approach.
Obvio que hay que tener esta idea de la seguridad, ¿no? Donde sí podemos entrar, donde no podemos entrar, donde es seguro para mí o donde es seguro para otro.
So obviously there was an element of safety and how and where can I enter and what movements are safer than others maybe or...
Pero para mí ir a clases de contact siempre fue como vamos a explorar, vamos a un laboratorio.
But going to contact classes for me was always about exploring.
Laboratorio.
Laboratories.
Sí. Y psicólogo.
And psychological?
No, psicólogo, mi terapeuta.
Oh, a therapy, yeah.
Sí. Sí. Y claro, ahora cuando he llegado aquí a Tailandia, o he conocido también bailarines en España, por ejemplo, en España hay una formación de contact improvisación que dura 3 años.
And then when I came to Spain, for instance, it's like I discovered there is even a formation of contact improvisation. You can do a training that takes like 3 years.
Yeah, en donde todas las semanas tienes como clases de lunes a jueves y se explica la técnica, cómo moverte, teoría.
Es and como... you have classes every day from Monday to Friday or Thursday, and they explain you all the technique and how to move and how to...
Is this a, like a university or is it like a facility?
No, it's a school for contact improv.
What? Yeah. Where is it?
In Madrid and in Barcelona.
Okay, I want to learn more later. Anyway, continue.
Cool. Yes. Que... Es interesante también esa aproximación, ¿no? Pero siento que el contact no es ser un robot y replicar formas.
It's also interesting that approach, but on some level I believe it's not contact isn't about being a robot of movement, like technique.
Sí. Y acá en Tailandia, bueno, yo llegué a Tailandia buscando un poco más esta idea de buscar como esta más experiencia en la improvisación, ¿no?
And here coming to Thailand for me was really about trying to explore more improvisation.
Yeah, porque veía como vídeos de Sasa y Dolores en The Source, así veía estos talleres que sacaban de un mes, 3 semanas en vídeo, audio, danza, como que me fascinaba la idea de poder llegar a ese grupo de gente.
So I already watched, before I came to Thailand, I watched these videos by Sasha and Dolores of like these residencies and month-long things that they would organize in Thailand and in the source of a particular space in Koh Phangan, and how they would combine
video,
all
foto,
the different media of videos and photos and voice
composition
and yeah, and I was really fascinated and inspired by that and wanted to join this group.
Sí. Y claro, veo diferencia, ¿no? En la, por ejemplo, en Chile y en Argentina es muy común estar bailando un poco así muy lento y en un momento te quedas abrazado y dormido en mitad del espacio.
And I definitely see differences across the world, and especially in Argentina and Chile. You sometimes arrive and you dance very slowly the whole time, and then you might even fall asleep in the middle of the dance floor, and it's all...
Y te despiertas dentro de 20 minutos y continúas bailando.
And maybe then you get up after 20 minutes and continue dancing. Or,
I had a girl almost falling asleep on us in a trio during an exercise this week, and I was like, man, like, I just want to dance, though, and she's like, falling asleep, what do you do when your partner falls asleep in class, because they're so relaxed? I was like, oh my god, but yeah, apparently it is common in other countries, so now I know.
Yeah. Y para terminar, por ejemplo, en Brasil, es muy clara la influencia de la capoeira, de la jungla, de, no sé, es como parece que tienen una conexión más directa con los monos que nosotros.
So, and of course, to wrap it up, in Brazil, then I discovered that the influences that exist there are much more coming from capoeira and maybe even the jungle, and like it's almost like more
la samba,
different types of movements.
Sí, una conexión directa con el mono, con una connotación positiva.
Like some more animal-like kind of monkey-like movements in a very positive way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sí, es como wow. Antes de llegar a Brasil, un amigo me dijo, en Brasil todo está rico.
So before going to Brazil, a friend of his was telling him that in Brazil everything is rich.
Rico significa como bueno, sabroso,
rich meaning
gustoso.
Like rich in flavor, rich in like juicy, rich kind of.
Sí, y efectivamente era así. Las mujeres, los hombres, la comida, los cuerpos,
the
es
women,
como
the men, the food, the tienen, dances.
Tienen algo especial, así como de verdad es. Para mí, como tengo varios referentes que me gusta mucho cómo bailan.
So I have a lot of references where I like how they dance. Yeah.
Sí,
many examples.
Por ejemplo, Alessandro Rivedello es uno de ellos. Alessandro, es amazing dancer.
One example. Alessandro
Rivedello.
Rivedello. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my experience has been mainly in Europe until coming to Thailand, but I definitely noticed some differences. The Berlin crowd is quite mixed, and I definitely noticed that there are lots of Israelis coming to dance there, lots of more professional dancers as well in the dance scene, and it's almost like there's a split, though. There's a very, like, more an old-school kind of hippie-type contact scene, and then there is a very much like a contemporary dance influenced contact scene as well.
Mm-hmm.
That takes the practice really into much more of the physical, going back to its roots and mixing the different dance forms into it. And then I went to visit a few other communities then when I restarted in London. I danced in London for a while and there were wonderful teachers teaching at the classes and jams there. But then also I danced in Denmark once, in Copenhagen, and I noticed that each community has their particular flavor of dance.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the more close-knit they are, the more particularities you can pick up. I noticed going to Freiburg Festival, for instance, twice, that you could almost spot the different countries and communities by the way they dance.
Really?
The Finnish dancers have a particular style, because for years and years and years I think there was a very strong, committed group of people dancing and dancing with each other, and it was relatively close, even though they now, you know, teach everywhere in the world. They all developed a similar style in some way.
Yeah.
And in the same way I found that coming to Thailand then for the first time and meeting Sasha and Dolores and then starting to practice with them, I got influenced by their style of dancing, which is very watery, very fluid, very much very particular flavor again. And my my friend recognized that because he had met them once or seen them dance. And when I returned after practicing in that community for a while, he would spot that it rubbed off on me. And
yeah.
He'd be like, oh wow, you've picked up on the Sasha Dolores style.
Yeah.
And even when people start dancing with them, you can almost see it in the way they move, in particular small movements, or just the quality of it. And it's not only, I would say it's not only to do with the country that you're in, although that might be true.
Just the teachers.
Even the particular teachers that really shape a community. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, I've studied with Vega and Makrem Tara, who are Finnish teachers,
yeah,
in Erembil, and then Sasha and Dolores. And yeah, when I had just been in Bali for 2 years kind of during lockdown, and then came here for towards last year for a month, and when I came back, people were like, your dancing changed. Like I felt like it's almost like we're like pollinators, like we're these bees all over the world, and then we visit other hives and we pick up something along the way, and it's like, it's we leave this like residue of all of the dancing that we've had with other people, and we bring that back with us and how to share it. So it's interesting to see that there are different styles, but we're picking it up and it's embodied and it's there now to share with other people, and then they get a bit of the whatever Thailand dancing or Finnish dancing or Canada dancing from that. So we're like these transmitters in a way.
Yeah. And it's beautiful therefore to have international festivals and like events like now here for me is very inspiring because I got to meet for the very first time ever, because I was very Eurocentric for a long time. And even the previous events that happened in Thailand, with the exception maybe of last year, were still very influenced by a lot of American or like Northern American and European dancers. And then this year I found a lot more of the Asian communities here, and teachers who have literally brought contact improvisation to Asia, to Taiwan, like 30, 40 years ago. Like it's incredible then to also see that and be able to come in touch with a very different part of the world yet again.
The main intensives that have been here have been from primarily Japanese and Chinese dancers this year. They gave the spot specifically to actually highlight the Asian teachers who haven't had a lot of training for them to teach us, like what is their way and what's been going on in their country. And I wasn't part of the part one, the Mingxian's, but we watched a video of it, and just seeing the dancing in China and Shanghai that she's been doing, it's incredibly acrobatic. We were watching the videos and being like, whoa, the things that they're doing there. We have no idea of what's been developing fully, but all right, let's do one more question.
Recuerdo cuando Daniel Lecoq fue a Chile. Santiago de Chile.
So I remember when Daniel Lepkoff came to Chile.
Y dio un workshop en improvisación y contacto improvisación. Es uno de los primeros que empezó a bailar contact.
He's one of the first ones to start dancing contact, and he came to offer a workshop of contact improvisation.
Y bueno, el último día se hizo una jam. Como abierta también al resto de personas, no solo a los que participaron en su workshop.
And the last day of that course that he gave, or the workshop he gave, he had an open jam that was open also to the people, not just who were part of the workshop, but also everyone else who wanted to come.
Y cuando empezó la jam y la gente empezó a bailar y a tocarse, claro, Daniel Lecoq estaba corriendo por el espacio, haciendo así, moviéndose, saltando, girando.
So when the jam started, it was like everybody started dancing and laying down and starting slowly and touching, and he was the only one running around the space crazy, jumping around and like doing crazy movements.
Y en un momento paró y preguntó, ¿qué está haciendo la gente?
And in some moment he just stopped and he was like, asking, what are all these people doing?
Dice, ¿por qué se tocan?
Why are they touching each other?
Entonces, es como muy interesante también, no solo el lugar o culturalmente, cómo se interpreta el contacto, sino también en el tiempo que ha pasado, en donde unas personas que empezaron a explorar de una forma, y cómo evoluciona en distintos lugares, con distintos sabores.
It's also interesting to look at not just how it differs from country to country or from community to community across space, but also across time, how like one who started that form dances and then how it's developed and unfolded over the years up until today in different places in a very different way and really evolved in a very different way.
All right. Last one. Okay, what brings you the most joy in contact?
La sensación de encontrarme con un nuevo Santiago.
The sense of meeting myself as a new Santiago.
Sí. O un Santiago que no permitía explorar antes.
Or a Santiago that I didn't allow myself to explore previously. Yeah, somewhat along the same line for me, I would say, to allow myself to bring different sides of myself to the space. And really, when a moment of spontaneity happens, and I can surprise myself, whether that's in complete and utter silly lunatic movements and playfulness, and allowing that childlike creature to come out and play, or whether it's like fantastical acrobatic whirling around the space, or something completely different. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, the element of surprising yourself. Thank you so much, you guys.
Gracias.
Happy to have you. People want to find out more about your work. Where can they find you online?
Tienen que contactar con mi asistente, Cristina.
They have to contact my assistant, Cristina. So offer me.
No,
sí, creo que Instagram,
Facebook. No soy muy usuario de redes sociales.
I'm not using the social media that much.
Pero es como un nuevo reto. Me gustaría estar más presente, de alguna forma también dar visibilidad a lo que hacemos.
But recently, it's growing on me, and I also like it as like a way to show a bit more about what we're doing. So yes, Facebook, Instagram. Yeah. Me, I'm definitely on Facebook, Instagram. I don't like posting loads, but especially when being part of these sort of events, some stories. It's Black Key for
Black,
Santiago.
Black Key. Yeah.
Black _ Key, I think.
Black Key.
_ Key. And then for me, Embodied Cristina. And that's also how I share more about my embodiment work and other stuff. But recently it's been a lot of contact. That's all I'm doing.
Sí, oh, wow. La idea no es mostrar algo de mí. La idea es poder llegar a personas que puedan tener una experiencia transformadora también con el movimiento, con el contact, con el cuerpo.
So the idea is not only to share about me, but also to reach people who want to have a transformative experience with the body and
movimiento.
Yeah, definitely. The basics. I don't know if you're including any links or references, but
we'll put them in the show notes generally. So
happy to have anyone reach out. Send a message. We're gonna be in Europe.
Where are you going in Europe?
Berlin. Yay! Looking forward to dancing there again for at least a couple of weeks. Then maybe Spain and Germany a little bit. And for me also the UK. I'm actually going to be part of a little festival that has a new space this year that I'm excited about, because last year there was not enough contact improvisation.
So what is this one?
This is from the 12th of July until the 16th, I think.
What's it called?
Buddhafield.
It's
a lovely, sober, wonderful, family-friendly Buddhist inspired festival that has a lot of movement, concerts. It's in nature, very lovely in the UK. Lots of contact this year.
I've been interested in studying a bit more Buddhism. Like, this is my, I don't know, like, sixth time to Thailand. I really don't know that much, but just before I came here I was in a 3-week meditation retreat that was it was supposed to be like of all kind, self-led, but the couple that had owned it previously was quite Buddhist, like, and so they had tons of books, and there was one teacher there who was on vacation, and so I inadvertently started learning Buddhism and infiltrating this into my system, and this question of impermanence and compassion and all of the principles of it, I'm seeing how this can translate into life and contact, so,
And Freiburg.
The journey continues.
Freiburg Festival happening again.
Yeah, so much happening.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Guys. Thank you. We're gonna go dance now.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.